We've now gone down to the canal again, and we're on what's called the Paddington Arm, a short stretch of water which links the Pool of Little Venice, the actual old main terminus of 1801, and Paddington Station. So it's kind of rail, canal, road, interchange area. Big transport hub. And Paddington Station, of course, is the terminus of the Great Western Railway, or the GWR, was devised by Isambard Kingdom Brunel. Some said that GWR stood for God's Wonderful Railway. Others said it meant Great Way Round. But either way, it was a huge achievement. It was surveyed in 11 days by Brunel on horseback from Bristol to London. Not a bad achievement. It was a 7-foot gauge, very wide, comfortable engines, and Queen Victoria had her first rail experience in 1842, travelling from Slough near Windsor through to Paddington. She absolutely loved it. Got off the train, grinning her head off, and her husband, Prince Albert, was white with nerves and saying, "This train is too fast, 28 miles an hour too fast." What the Queen did, though, everybody else started to do, and the railway system right really kicked off. Now, the canals were first used to carry coal from mines to factories, then factories down to the docks. These days it's all leisure and pleasure, and it's an amazing network. You can go from here through onto the Grand Union to Brentford, then to Watford, to Birmingham, to Sheffield, to Liverpool, to Manchester, right up to Kendal in Lancashire. Really fantastic, and I've done loads of canal boat holidays. And when you're on a canal boat, you just notice far more than you would on the road, because you're going really slowly, you see wildlife, and you stop off at various places. There's a good pub, there's a lovely church, there's a stately home. It's just exploring the country through a sort of a secret green wonderland. It's fantastic. Okay, well, this is a very modern kind of bit of architecture around us here. This is formerly warehouses, and now it's offices and apartments. There's one building in front of us. It's a large new office building, and it's got this strange black latticework of girders supporting it. It's called a diagrid building, and what they've done is they've got this iron basket holding a building up with no internal columns at all apart from the lift shaft. So you've got huge great office floors inside, and it's named the Brunel Building after Isambard Kingdom. Okay, a lot of modern architecture here. Guess what the first thing was to be built here? Yep, you've got it. Starbucks. There it is on the right. Anyway, we're going to turn the other way. We're heading down towards the Pool of Little Venice. Okay, we've got by the side here. There's a boat in front of us. It's one of the Grand Union Canal carrying company boats. Dates from 1936. Red livery. It's got a big black cover area for the cargo there. But in its heyday, when they're offloading here, there were boats from all over the country here, hundreds and hundreds of them. Now, if you come here for Canal Cavalcade, which is May Bank Holiday, you'll find boats from Birmingham, from Watford, from Liverpool, Manchester, all here. And they're selling things like flower pots and water cans. They even have reversing competitions. You try and reverse one of these, very difficult. Now, just on the other side, you've got a large, grand cream-coloured mansion, and in the right-hand section, that's where this lady lived, Joan Collins. Dame Joan Collins, born in Paddington, her grandma was a showgirl, followed in Granny's footsteps and became an actress, comedian, author, and worked her way through quite a lot of men. She's got her husband number five, somewhat younger than she is. When they got married, this journalist said, "Miss Collins, you've married this man who's 31 years younger than you are." She said, "Well, if he dies, he dies." You know, her sister, Jackie Collins, wrote the novel The World is Full of Married Men, and Jonah had affairs with lots of married men. She was at this interview with this TV journalist, very glamorous girl and everything else, and this lady said, "Now, Joan, married man, you've had affairs with so many husbands. Yeah. Do tell us, amongst those people, who was the best of your lovers?" She said, "Yours, darling." And, you know, Joan Rivers, the great American comedian, she was here many years ago, and Joan said, "Miss Rivers, do you like London?" She said, "Oh, I love London." "What's your favourite London building?" "My favourite London building is Joan Collins. She's very effectively restored." So Joan is now a grade one listed building. Okay, in the middle, You have an island with weeping willows on it and a family of swans that's called Browning's Island, after Robert Browning, the poet whose house is up here. Sadly, the house was bombed out in 1941, but he gave us the title Little Venice, and also the lines, "Oh, to be in England, now that April's there, and God's in his heaven, all's right with the world," and of course the Pied Piper of Hamelin, very successful poet. Coming a bit further along, we're going on to the Grand Union itself. You've got onto this bridge now, and you can see the house in front on the left here. This is the tollkeeper's cottage. So all of the canals, I explained, were separate canals owned by separate companies, and each boat would be assessed by the toll housekeepers that came through. They'd stop the horse, they'd put gauging rods on the side of the boat, and the lower the boat sat in the water, the more money they'd have to pay. And sometimes they'd wrap the horse's hooves in blankets and sacking and come past at midnight when the guy was asleep and try not to pay anything at all. But it was commercially, right up to the 1940s. Now, where I'm pointing, can you see there are two gates which are set back in to the wall there at water height? And they look like lock gates, but they're not, because lock gates take you up and take you down. These are called ARP, Air Raid Precaution Gates. Now, when a bomb had dropped, it would have gone either breaching the wall of the canal, or the bomb going straight the way through into the underground railway and flooded that. So when bombs are dropping, the phone would ring, and a man would pick up the receiver and always say, purple warning, code for bombers are coming, and he'd come out and shut the gates off and save pens and sections of water along the whole canal. And bombs did fall here, because Robert Browning's house was bombed out in 1941. Now, a bit further along, oh, watch out for the mooring rings, by the way, they're a bit lethal here, and we've come to this strange sort of arrangement as a kind of a lay-by in the canal, with ramps coming down with brick ridges on them. This is a horse escape ramp. If the horse fell in, you know, the depth here is 4 foot six, 1.5 meters. It's got to get the horse out somehow, so they pull the horse out up through the horse escape ramp. And these horses, really strong, sturdy animals, and when they were fastened to the harness in the morning, they'd know the harness was attached. They wouldn't be led forward. They'd sort of sigh to themselves and think, OK, here we go, Birmingham again, lean into the harness and move off of their own volition. It would take the horse 2.5 weeks to get from here to Birmingham with a full load. But the thing is, a horse on a road could pull 3 tons, on a river 10 tons, on a canal 35 tons. No tide, no current, no rise and fall, just gently going along. So a bit further along, there's some interesting boats here, and these are what we call the liverboards, people who actually do live on the canal system. There's a good 50,000 of those at the moment. Now, on the other side, you've got a large Dutch barge-style thing. It's called the Duende, and that's been there a long time. And a young man was driving along Blomfield Road on the other side in 1970 in his car, so he went da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was broken down again. Had to find a telephone. In the days before the mobile telephone, of course. And he started talking to people. He found this American